Rams Nation, Danny Kleppinger here with Joe Barry, your new linebackers coach for the LA Rams and your product of USC. Coached there, yeah. Played there.
Fight on.
Now you're going back and coaching in it, but this time for the LA Rams.
Yeah.
Is it cool to go back to your roots? Has it kind of hit you yet?
Heck yeah. You know, it really is. I think, do your research, but I don't think there's ever been anyone that played collegiately in the Coliseum, coached collegiately in the Coliseum, and then coached professionally.
I think
I'm groundbreaking here.
You are groundbreaking. We're going to put you in
and
record
plus,
books.
And plus, the last time I was in the Coliseum, the last time I was physically in the Coliseum, we beat UCLA 50-0.
Oh, my goodness. So Take that, Bruins fans,
yeah.
Right?
So I'm excited to go back in, there's no doubt. I'm so excited to be with Sean. So excited to be with Coach Phillips, and I can't wait to get back in the Coliseum and get going. I can't wait for our players to get back in the building in April. I'm chomping at the bit, you know. Had a chance to talk to Mark Barron and to Alec, and I'm pinching myself because I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Well, I'm glad you brought those two up because those were the two I want to talk about. Yeah. Ogletree, Barron, first of all, what do you see out of them? And secondly, are you going to give Mark Barron up to that safeties group, or is he going to stay as linebacker?
Well, I'm greedy. I'm very greedy. So, no, I'm not going to go up without a fight. Because I think, you know, when Sean brought me on here, I was like, oh, my God, you know, I get 52 and 26, you know. So they're great guys. They're obviously great players. But everything that I'm hearing from they're great leaders. They love the game. They love to prepare. They love to practice. And that's what, you know, in my mind, the linebackers are like the quarterback of the defense. You know, they're the guys that got to get everybody in line. They got to get the front lined up. They got to get the secondary organized. So you want guys that play linebacker that are detailed, exact, and are great players. And they are those things. You know, I've had a conversation with Alec just the other night on the phone. I think he has traits to be an elite linebacker, not just a good, solid NFL linebacker, but to be one of the top linebackers, if not the best linebacker in the NFL year in and year out. He has that ability, he has those traits, but he has those desires to be great and want to be awesome. And that excites me, you know, and I can't wait to get started with it.
Having that background of being a defensive coordinator, and I know you worked with Sean McVay as he was the offense coordinator in Washington, and knowing that you've had that background and what you've been able to talk with Wade Phillips about, do you think having that background for you is really going to help you with the inputs and everything that's going to go on here and the conversations that will happen throughout the season?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think that was a large reason why I came here, obviously, to be able to continue to work with Sean in the role that he put me in. But then also, I mean, the cherry on top is to be around Wade Phillips every single day. I mean, you know, I challenge my players every single day. Every day you walk into the building, get better. Don't walk out of this building if you haven't gotten better. And I put those same challenges on myself. I want to get better every single day as a coach. And to be able to come in this building every single day and work with Wade Phillips, are you kidding me?
Awesome.
You know, so, yeah, I'm tickled.